Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
And how are you guys doing today? How are you doing today, Sam?
I'm doing fine.
Doing good.
Yeah. Should be better if I get more sleep.
Oh, do you get enough? Do you feel like you get enough sleep every night, though?
No, never.
I know. I think that's how it feels like when you start to work or if you have like a lot of things to do. Like
yes, students
too. Yeah. What do you do, though? Do you stay up late watching movies or something? Or?
No, when I was a student, I used to stay up late playing video games or watch especially like TV series because there's lots of episodes to catch on. But like after I start working, it's like I went to bed quite early, actually.
Oh,
like
wow.
Every night at 10 o'clock or 10:30.
It's very early. It's very healthy.
But the thing is that I have to get up really early because like it takes a lot of time for me to, from my home to my work. The transportation takes me a lot of time.
Oh, okay. So that's why you go to bed early.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think usually when you stay up late, it's always, you know, you do one thing and then more things happen and you end up wasting a lot of time.
That's the thing.
Yeah, I think I need to try to get to sleep early as well. All right. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with part A of our single sentences. We'll help you guys translate these sentences together. Okay, all right, so we are at part A. We're going to take a look at one sentence, and what we'll do is we can read the Chinese first, and then we can read the English together, and then we can figure out why it's like that.
Okay, 我们刚刚呢在讨论说为什么没有时间睡觉，我们第一句呢，这个 single sentence 要来翻译的就跟这个睡眠时间有关系了。首先呢，我们看到第一句要翻译的句子，他说呢，许多在南韩的人呢，长时间工作，缺少睡眠，在员工之间很普遍。
All right. So in English, it says, with many people in South Korea working long hours, a lack of sleep is common among employees. Actually, I think this is quite true for a lot of countries in Asia. People spend a lot of time working long hours. Yes, I think you can agree with me.
Yes.
So I think this is something we also experience as well. So it's not just in South Korea.
Yeah. 这个在韩国呢，我们第一句就看到，他说在韩国呢，南韩，尤其是南韩的很多人花很多时间工作，那其实呢，不只是在南韩，刚刚 Tiffany 就说呢，在 Asia， 在亚洲其实好像都蛮普遍的，不管是南韩啊，在日本，在台湾或者是在上海，其实呢，好像亚洲人普遍呢都有这个工时很长的问题，也就是为什么我们现在一例一休吵得这么凶，因为呢要来修正这个大家工时太长。Lots of people working for very long hours.
Yeah, it's not fair. We need a life. Okay. All right, so let's take a look at our first grammar point. So we see with many people in South Korea. Okay, so here what we do is we have the word with, you add an object and then an object clause. So you can start with a sentence as well, because we learned that usually with is in the middle of the sentence, but you can start it in the beginning as well. So for example, we can say the man stood in the hot sun with sweat running down his face. Or if you wanted to add it in the beginning, you say with sweat running down his face, the man stood in the hot sun.
OK, 所以呢这边呢我们在这个句子里面我们示范的句子呢是使用了附加说明 with 的这种用法了。with 这串句子呢它事实上就是在补充说明我们主要的句子了。例如呢刚刚 Tiffany 的例子呢他说呢这个男人呢在太阳下 the man stood in the hot sun, 这个句子呢其实已经是一个完整的句子了。但是呢我们用 with 的方法呢来这个补充说明说它是一个什么样的状态了。the man stood in the hot sun, 这个男人站在太阳下面是什么状态呢With sweat running down his face, 有这个汗水呢从他的脸上流下来了。OK, 那 with 这个句子呢除了在句子中间来做补充说明之外呢我们也可以把它拉到句首来使用了。那呢刚刚我们这个受词补语的部分呢我们是使用 running down, 用这个 ving 这个动名词的形式表示主动这个汗水呢是流下来在他的脸上。那除了用这个 ving 之外呢我们也可以用这个 pp, 也就是呢这个过去分词来表示被动了。例如呢我们说 it's dangerous to walk around, 这个四处走动呢很危险怎么样很危险With your shoelaces untied, 这个当你的这个鞋带呢是没有绑好的时候，四处走动呢是很危险的。为什么呢 ？You could trip over them, 因为呢你可能会被这些鞋带来绊倒。
Mm-hmm. All right, so what happened to South Koreans? Well, it says they lack sleep. So because they work long hours, okay, they have a lack of sleep. When you lack something, it means to not have enough of something. So, for example, many of us might feel like we lack money.We don't、okay. have enough money.
True.
Right? We lack money and we lack sleep. We don't have enough sleep and we don't have enough money.
OK. 所以呢 lack 这个字呢就是缺少的意思咯。那呢除了讲说缺少你可以用 lack sleep 之外呢其实在这个句子里面你也可以用 enough. Enough 是足够的是它的相反词。所以呢我们可以说 they don't have enough sleep. 也是呢就是他们没有足够的睡眠时间跟 lack sleep 呢是一样的意思咯。
嗯哼。Alright, so let's continue reading our sentence and then we can maybe see, okay, how can we help each other with this?
okay, 所以呢我们呢看到我们第二个要翻译的句子延续呢第一句我们说南韩的员工呢工时过长没有足够的睡眠时间所以呢因此越来越多人呢现在诉诸于午睡咖啡馆以获得一些休息。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in English we say, as a result, more and more people are now resorting to nap cafes to get some rest. Oh, that's actually a really clever idea, I think.
Yes.
We don't have those in Taiwan. I really think that we should have some of these. Okay, so we can see that the sentence first started with as a result, okay, because we learned about a fact earlier. We learned that, okay, not a lot of South Koreans don't get enough sleep, so, because they work long hours, so as a result of that, okay,they have to go to nap cafes. Now, instead of saying as a result, we can also replace it with in consequence or accordingly, therefore, consequently, and then all you have to do is add a comma and then your sentence that you want to talk about. So, for example, we can say, the temperature is expected to drop this week as a result, or therefore, comma, I'm going to wear my jacket.
OK, 所以呢在这边我们因此哦这边我们是使用了这个 as a result. As a result 就是结果呢怎么样。那这个呢我们中文就会翻译为因此了。那一样讲因此呢你也可以讲刚刚补充的非常多比方说像是很常使用的 therefore, 或是呢 accordingly, 这些字呢都可以表示因此用来呢连接前后两个句子了。那另外呢我们在这边呢后面也看到我们这个范例的句子里面讲到的这个 resort。resort 这个字呢它可以当作名词来使用了它可以表示度假胜地的意思。那这个字呢当作名词呢它也可以表示呢这个诉诸或是采取什么办法。例如说呢我们可以讲说 as a last resort, 作为最后的手段哦这边呢就可以翻译为手段或是方法。那这个字呢也可以像我们这边范例的句子里面呢当成这个动词片语来使用咯。它的动词片语呢就是 resort to, 注意到呢这个 to 呢是一个介系词我们后面是加上名词或者是动名词哦。这个动词片语呢它就表示于诉诸或是采取或是呢求助于什么东西的意思了。那呢它常常呢是表示哦有一点负面的因为呢没有办法解决所以呢我们采取比较激烈比较不好的做法哦它呢就有不得已这样子的负面含义了。例如呢我们讲说 resort to force, 诉诸于武力或是呢 resort to law, 诉诸于法律。那呢我们举个例子咯 ,the politician strongly denied he'd pay for a vote, 这个政治人物呢坚决否认他有买票哦 saying he'd never resort to such tactics. OK, 他说呢他绝对不会诉诸这种不好的手段。
Mm-hmm. And like Sam mentioned, we can say as a last resort to say like, okay, there's really nothing else that I can do. This is the last thing that I want to do, but I'm kind of forced to do this anyway.
Yes.
So for example, we can also say Philip will only borrow money from his parents as a last resort. Right. So I think a lot of us, when we are older, we don't really want to take money from our parents, but sometimes, you know, you're in tough situations. Maybe you don't have enough money or whatever. You have to pay the bills, and as a last resort, you really don't want to do it. You have to ask your parents for money. All right, so this is the end of part A. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with part B. Okay, welcome back. Now we're going to take a look at part B. Again, we'll start with the Chinese sentence, and then we'll take a look at the English ones together.
Okay, 第二个部分呢，我们的这个 single sentence 我们要翻译的呢是跟环保有关了。他说呢，尽管汉德森岛呢曾是世界上最干净的岛屿之一，它如今却被塑胶垃圾塞满。
Okay, so that's kind of sad. It says, despite the fact that Henderson Island used to be one of the cleanest islands in the world, it is now filled with plastic junk. Okay, so let's first take a look at despite the fact that...Okay, despite means but, okay, so besides or but the fact, okay, so we can even replace despite with although or even though. So even though Henderson Island used to be, we can say that, or although Henderson Island used to be one of the cleanest islands in the world, it is now filled with plastic junk. Okay, let's take a look at another sentence using despite the fact that. So what you do is you can say despite the fact that, you can use this phrase plus your regular sentence and verb or your regular sentence structure. So we can say despite the fact that Ian studied hard for the test, he still didn't get a good grade. And of course, we can replace this phrase with although or even though. So even though Ian studied hard for the test, he still didn't get a good grade.
OK, 所以呢在这个句子呢我们说尽管怎么样哦，这边呢我们在这个范例的句子里面我们是使用的 despite the fact that 后面加上一个完整的句子哦，表示呢尽管怎么样，后面呢自然是接一个相反意思的句子。那呢一样的意思呢你也可以使用 although 或者是呢 even though 或者是简单一点的 though， 它呢都有这个尽管虽然这样子句型的用法了。那呢在后面这个句子呢我们这个讲到说的这个曾是世界上最干净的岛屿之一，表示呢过去经常做什么事情，或是呢曾经做了什么事情，这样子的用法呢我们可以使用 used to 这个片语来使用了。那 used to 呢后面是加上原形动词，在这边它是不定词的用法，那呢通常它是用来对照现在，要表示我们过去做过的一些事情现在呢已经不这么做了。那呢我们要注意到几个跟这个很常会混淆的用法哦。首先呢我们刚刚是说 used to 做什么事情，表示呢过去曾经做的事情，但是呢假如说你是说 get used to 或者是呢 be used to， OK， 这样子的时候呢它会被翻译为习惯于做什么事情了。注意到呢我们这个 to 是介系词，所以后面必须要接这个名词或是动名词。例如呢我们说这个，比方说我搬到了这个北方的国家，天气很冷， I just can't get used to this cold weather， OK， 我就是没有办法习惯这样子很冷的天气哦。注意到我们后面是接 this cold weather， 是加上名词，因为这边的 to 呢是介系词。那回到呢我们现在讲的这个过去经常做什么事情，我们写一个例句了。 Wendy used to have a dog， Wendy 呢以前有养狗， but she doesn't have any pets now， 但是呢她现在没有任何宠物。注意到呢我们会有前后现在跟过去的对比。
Right, so used to means something was like this, but it's not anymore. So, for example, we can also say like, oh, she used to be a doctor, but she now stays at home.
Okay.
All right, so let's take a look at our sentence again in Chinese.
OK， 在这个呢延续我们刚刚这个岛的话题了。第二句呢他就说呢，在这座岛上发生的事呢显示出该是我们正视塑胶污染问题的时候了。
English says, what has happened on this island shows that it's time for us to confront the problem of plastic pollution.
OK， 所以呢我们看一下这个例句了。它前面呢用 what 开头，但是呢 what 在这边呢不是当做疑问词什么来使用了，在这边呢它是一个复合关系代名词， OK， 所以呢它就相当于 the things， OK， 做一个先行词，后面加上冠代， OK。 当我们讲说 the things 呢通常是指的是某件不明确的事物了，那但是呢 what 就是当我们知道我们在讲的是什么事情，我们知道现在在讨论的是在这座岛上发生的事情，因为我们有句子 A 嘛，所以我们现在在讲句子 B 的时候呢，我们就可以直接使用 what 来引导后面的子句。在这边呢 what 它当作复合关系代名词的时候，它可以当作主词，可以当作受词，也可以当作主词补语使用，非常好用。我们举个例子了， What impressed me most about the movie was the incredible special effects。 这部电影呢让我印象最深刻的地方是它惊人的特效哦。这边的 what 呢就可以代换成我们刚刚讲的 the thing that impressed me most， 这个呢让我最惊讶的地方， OK。
So what happened to this island, or the thing that happened to the island, it shows that it's time for us to confront the problem. So when we confront something, it means we kind of face it we deal with the problem face on. We have to really recognize it and do something about it. So that's why we can say, it's time for us to do something. Okay, so this is another grammar point here. So it's time for somebody or something to do something. You can also say, it's high time. Okay, it's high time to do something, or it's about time for somebody to do something. For example, we can say, it's time for us to take a break. We've been working hard for almost 3 hours. Or we can also say high time. So it is high time that Brett started to think more seriously about his future. So it means that we have to spend some time doing this. This is the time now to look at these problems, to confront these problems.
Okay, it's time.For 谁 to 做什么事情、哦、这样子的句型呢它就表示呢是什么时候来做什么事情了比方说像我们例句里面就讲说 It's time for us 对我们来说呢是时候 to confront the problem 是时候来正视这个问题了 OK and I think it's time for us to move on to part C
That's right so we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with part CSo today we're going to look at our article. It's about choir singing. Have
choir
you heard
singing.
About this?
Okay, I do heard about it, but it's like a group of people.
Yeah, a choir is a group of people. And I remember I did this when we were kids, you know,、mm-hmm. sometimes in music class, the teacher makes you sing songs together. Do you remember
yes,
that?
Yes, yes, yes.
So I remember that's kind of like a choir as well. Of course, we're not professional, but then that's counted as a choir. So if you can remember in elementary school or middle 、
yes.
school, all our music teacher, they like to...get us all together to sing songs.
Yeah, yeah. I do remember, like, in high school, we have, like, something like a choir, like a competition. Like, each class should form a group of people and sing. I think, 我想大家应该都在高中的时候曾经有过那种合唱比赛啊、军歌比赛 that kind of experience.
Yeah, not for me.
not for you.
not for me. All right, so...Apparently, a lot of people in the UK now are getting involved in choir singing.
Okay.
Okay. So that's actually kind of interesting because, again, when we think of choir singing, I think of, you know, being back in elementary school and、
yes.
singing silly or songs I've never heard of. And, yeah, they were never, like, cool songs. But、
okay.
here in the UK, people are actually doing this as well. And actually, in a lot of churches in America, or if you do go、
yes.
to church, people do sing choir. So I think of songs like that. So it's interesting for me to see that this is actually becoming really popular, especially in the UK. Choir singing has been around for some time, but it's getting real popular now because of all these new singing shows.So, yeah, we see a lot of new singing shows, and、
yes.
I think there's, like, more every year, it seems. Like, I know there's The X Factor.
Yes.、
There's America's Got Talent.
Yes.
There's The Voice. There's even, like,、shows in China now.
Yes, yes, a lot of them.
中国好声音,
yes, yes, exactly.
and also they have, like, hip-hop ones, but that's a little bit
yes,
different.
Yes,
but
yes, yes.
there's a lot of new talent shows that are appearing now.
Yeah.
So、here we will take a look at the sentence we need to translate. Okay, let's read it in Chinese first, and then we can translate it into English.
Okay, 我们一起看一下我们这个文章里面第一个需要被翻译的句子了。他说呢，此外，一起唱歌似乎对那些参与的人有正面的影响。
Okay, so it says, what's more, it appears that singing together has a beneficial effect on those who participate. Okay, so when we use what's more, it just means that we're adding information to our sentence. So what's more is the same.As moreover, furthermore. So we're adding more information to this sentence. So in addition, or we can say、furthermore, so、they're telling us that singing is good for people who participate. So we can use it in a sentence like this. Nicola is an exceptional singer.Moreover, she can play the piano and the guitar. So we see we're adding more information to this sentence, or we're adding more information about Nicola.
OK， 所以呢，在这边我们看到这个句子一开始说此外，此外呢，这个连接的用法呢，我们在这边课文里面这个我们的范例句子就使用了 what's more 这样的用法。那说 what's more 之外呢，你也可以讲说，比方说 additionally, moreover, 或是呢 furthermore, 这些字呢都是很常使用的。此外就表示呢，除了前面我们讲到的之外呢，在这个连接词的后面呢，我们要加上其他补充说明的资讯。比方说呢，像刚 Tiffany 举的例子哦，他说呢 ，Nicola 是一个呢很会唱歌很棒的歌手，除了我们讲说他是一个很棒的歌手之外呢，此外 moreover she can play the piano and the guitar， 除了很会唱歌之外呢，他还会弹钢琴跟弹吉他。 moreover what's more 就有这样子此外补充说明的意思。那在这边呢，我们看到一起唱歌似乎对那些参与的人有正面的影响。似乎我们在这边呢使用的 appear 这个动词， appear 呢在这边作为一个连缀动词使用，它就表示呢似乎看来怎么样的这个意思。那相当于 seem， OK， 你也可以讲说 it seems that， OK， 也是似乎看来怎么样。那它常见的句型呢，我们可以讲说 it appears that 后面再加上一个完整的子句，或者你也可以说刚刚的 it seems that 后面呢加上一个完整的子句。那呢它也可以呢把我们后面子句的这个主词呢移到前面，变成呢这个 something appear to be， OK， 或者 something seem to be， 它呢是一样的用法。那注意到呢，在这边我们这个 to 呢，后面 to be 的这个 to 呢，它是一个不定词，所以呢，后面是加上这个原形动词来使用了。我们举个例子了，我们用 seems 来造句。It seems that we don't have enough people for a baseball game. 看来呢，我们没有足够的人打一场棒球。Is there anyone else we can ask? 还有其他人我们可以问问看吗？ OK, it seems, it appears, 看起来，或是呢，似乎怎么样，就可以呢，使用这样的字来使用了。
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's great. So let's continue looking at the article together. So why is singing good for people? Why are more people singing? The article says singing helps people improve their moods. So improve means to be better at or to make something better. So what does it improve? It improves their moods. Now your mood is basically your emotions and how you're feeling. So you can be in a happy mood, a sad mood, an angry mood, a confused mood, a frustrated mood. There's so many feelings that you get throughout a day or you get in your lifetime.
Yes.
So your moods change, okay?
所以呢，我们看到呢 mood 这个字了，在这边呢他讲说呢，这个唱歌呢可以让你的心情变好， improve 就是进步的意思。那 mood 在这边呢它是一个名词的使用了，那 mood 呢就表示心情。那很常使用的用法呢是我们可以讲说 in a 什么样的 mood， 在这个我们可以加上一个形容词，比方说呢 in a good mood， 有一个很好的心情。
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, study shows singing helps people have a positive mind because it releases a chemical inside of your body that makes you happy. So this is just like how exercise can improve our mood.
Okay.OK， 所以呢刚刚就讲说呢，这个因为呢唱歌哦就跟运动一样呢，它可以帮助你的身体分泌一些这个化学物质，让你的心情变得比较好一些咯。
Mm-hmm. And music also improves your mood and reduces stress, and it can even help people with dementia. Okay, wow.So, we see that people might feel scared singing by themselves, but if they join a choir, that means they could sing with other people. Now, they say that group singing can create bonds and a sense of community. So, you kind of feel more attached to other people. Maybe you can also talk to them as well. And you find people who have the same interest as you. So, naturally, your mood improves as well.
OK， 所以呢我们刚刚呢就讲说，课文里面就讲说呢，这个为什么团体唱歌更好，因为你可能一个人不好意思唱歌，跟其他人一起人多了呢，你在里面唱歌就不会觉得这么害羞哦。除此之外呢，你跟这个社团的人里面呢，跟其他人来做交流呢，你的有一些社交活动的话，可能对你的心理呢也会有正面的影响了。所以呢我们下一个句子呢就说呢，一个牢固的社交网络也已被证明对人的健康有益，所以与独唱相较之下呢，参加合唱团可能是个更好的选择。
Mm-hmm. So in English it says a strong social network has also been shown to be good for people's health. So compared to singing alone, joining a choir might be a better option. So social means something you're out talking to people. When you socialize, you meet people, you try to know as many people as you can. Now, a strong social network is good for people's health, our mental health. Okay, you can say it can be helpful for. So we can use it in an example sentence like this. Attending this career fair is advantageous to your chances of getting a job, or is helpful for, or is beneficial to your chances of getting a job. So we can always exchange it with different words. Now, if it's the opposite, we will say be harmful to, or be damaging to something. So everyone knows that smoking cigarettes is harmful to what? To your health.
OK, 所以呢我们在这边呢看到这个对什么东西有益，我们可以说 be good for， 你呢也可以讲说 be helpful for， 就是呢一样的意思，对什么东西有益了。那呢在后面呢对什么东西有益是比较于什么东西更有益了。所以呢我们看到呢比较，我们在这边呢是使用了 compare 这个动词。compare 这个动词呢本身就有比较或是比拟的意思了。那呢我们在当这个片语来使用，当我们在讲比较的时候呢，我们通常呢会使用它的这个过去分词，或者是呢用它的名词，就是 comparison。常见的搭配片语呢，我们在这边举几个例子了，比方说像我们刚刚例句使用的 compare to， 或者是呢 compared with， 在这边呢我们是使用过去分词。那呢使用名词的用法呢，你可以说 in comparison with， OK， in comparison with 就是呢 A 跟 B 两个东西来比较了。我们举个例子了，比方说呢我们说和去年夏天相较之下，我们今年呢遇到的台风少很多。哎，对，现在天气真的很奇怪，所以呢我们说和去年夏天比较， compared to last summer， 和去年夏天比较， we had very few typhoons this year， 我们今年遇到的台风很少。一样呢 compared to last summer， 你呢也可以讲 in comparison with last summer，跟去年夏天比起来， compare to 或是 in comparison with 比较呢，我们可以使用这两个用法。
All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Unit 8 Translation, January 12th. With many people in South Korea working long hours, a lack of sleep is common among employees. As a result, more and more people are now resorting to nap cafes to get some rest. Despite the fact that Henderson Island used to be one of the cleanest islands in the world, it is now filled with plastic junk.What has happened on this island shows that it's time for us to confront the problem of plastic pollution. A surprising number of people in the UK are getting involved in a new social activity, singing in choirs. In fact, choral singing has been around for a long time, but it has enjoyed a recent surge in popularity thanks to popular TV shows. What's more,It appears that singing together has a beneficial effect on those who participate. Singing has long been known to improve people's moods, but in a social setting, this effect is even stronger. Studies have shown that people have a more positive frame of mind after singing, which is likely due to the release of happiness-boosting chemicals in our bloodstream.Music also helps reduce levels of stress hormones. Singing can even help those suffering from dementia. Though people might feel nervous about performing solo in a choir, this problem goes away. Group singing helps people form social bonds and develop a sense of community. A strong social network has also been shown to be good for people's health, so compared to singing alone, joining a choir might be a better option.So do you think this is actually something you might do now after you learned about the benefits of singing together?
Sing it together. Probably
no. No, I don't think you will.
Because I don't really like talk to strangers. Or
okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not a big singer, so I don't think this is really for me. But if you do enjoy singing, maybe this actually can be a great thing for you because
yes.
it's actually really, really good for your mental health. So, yeah, why not? Why not do something different? Why not do something fun for a change? All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed our article. Don't forget to listen to us next time, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.